Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen, it is a good evening to you, and how you be? At 11:04 on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Ed, look out, our Zooming. He's on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson Street, downtown New York City. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a three-hour schmooze. Right up until 1, right here on your fan, New York City. The Mets apparently have a new closer, and I don't think any Metropolitan fan is going to argue with Guillerme going 1-2-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Good times ahead. The Mets in this disaster at City Morgue may have found themselves somebody who can work a 1-2-3 ninth inning. A Struble Cabrera. Let me say that again. A Struble Cabrera in this game hitting like Miguel Cabrera in his prime. As you heard Peter just a few moments ago with the update, 4-for-4, 5 RBIs, 2 home runs. You can't make it up. And if I was making that up, who would even think it was made up to begin with? Because as Struble Cabrera, he's a wonderful, wonderful player, isn't he? 4-for-4 with 5 RBIs in this game. It is 16-3 as the Mets will go about mounting their comeback in the bottom of the ninth inning. It got so bad at City Morgue tonight, you could hear the cardboard cutouts booing, and they would have left after the top of the fifth inning if their owners were allowed in the ballpark to remove them. You won't believe this, but doormats actually retired the side in the first inning. And you're thinking, hey, this is a good sign. 3 up, 3 down. With McNeil, by the way, in left, making the long-distance marathon run into left center to make the catch off Turner. In the top of the fifth inning, no Metropolitan was seen making the catch. Not until 7 runs on 8 hits came across. Doormats is now with facial hair. It was dark at 7 o'clock, totally gray by 8:30, when he was socially distanced in the dugout, giving way to Paul Sewald. Paul should be pitching chum to the Sharks at SeaWorld. He got so tired of giving up 4 hits in a row, he decided to hit a batter before he gave up another hit, which he did to the very next batter before he got the final 2 outs in the fifth inning. And he got the final 2 outs in that inning because the Nationals got tired of hitting and wanted to end the game before sunup. Rojas actually allowed SeaWorld to open the sixth inning to at least eat up one more inning after being eaten up himself. So he allowed another hit and two walks before Key Boom went bust. But by now, the boom had already been lowered. And now, with, as you were just hearing at the end of his wonderful program with Sal Licata, now with Stroman gone, with Waka on the IL, no Syndergaard, no Wheeler, no Seaver, no Kuzman, the Metropolitans have a problem with a rotation that needs major rotating. What's this?
We have Boomer on the phone calling in.
Boomer? Well, I would only stop the monologue for Boomer, who is joining us now. And Boomer, what a fun night at the ballpark, wouldn't you say? Oh, I know why you're calling. You're talking. Yeah. You want to talk about Alexis Lafreniere.
Yes. What are you thinking about? I don't care about Key Boom, Cabrera, or anything else, Steve. I am so disappointed in you, and I know you put so much time into your opening monologue, and I know your fans love it, and I love it, and I love listening to it, and I love you, and you mean the world to me because you're a Ranger fan, man. Yeah. This is like 2 years in a row that the Stephen McDonald angel has come down for us Ranger fans and has given us something that we've never had before. Last year was the number 2 pick in Capo Caco,
yep,
and this year is the number 1 pick, and it's going to be Alexis Lafreniere, as you said. And I can't tell you what this does for us Ranger fans. And you are like in this mud over here at Citi Field talking about what? Who cares? I don't care. You don't care. Nobody cares. What we care about is that we got knocked out by the Hurricanes, and it was the best thing that ever happened to us.
I'm just happy you're listening. I was going to get plenty into that, and you can also bring up, I mean, not only with Kaka, and then Panarin, and now,
yes,
and the last, what, the last 12, 13, 14 months have been star-studded for the New York Rangers, and everybody, I mean, I have never seen Alexis Lafreniere play. I know he's 18. I know he's from Quebec. I know he's 6'1". I know you could compare him to Connor McDavid because he came close to breaking his, what, Junior Hockey League points record in a season. He played, what, 52 games. What did he have over, like, 200 points or something? So he is supposed to be the number one overall by everybody in the NHL.
Right.
And the Rangers will get him, and they're going to – I mean, it's good to be king.
Hey, listen, we have a star, and you know what? We're going to get him, and here's the great thing about him.
Yes.
He's a North American hockey player.
Yes.
He knows how to play hockey 200 feet. He can score, he can play defense, and he can skate. And he's big enough as an 18-year-old to make it in the NHL next year. But I'm telling you, in 3 to 4 years from now, this will be the guy that we're talking about that is going to be the next truly great player in the NHL. And you need to be focusing on that, Steve.
Yes.
We don't have enough time on this earth not to be focusing on good things, on great things.
Yes, you're right.
This is a great moment for us Ranger fans.
You are absolutely right, and I have to defer. You are absolutely correct. You should be all over me like white on rice because you're right.
I am like white on rice.
No.
Have you seen me?
Well, have I seen you? Are you? You should be getting a tan at this point.
A golfer's tan, maybe, but come on, Steve. This is like one of the greatest moments. What, I don't know. First of all, here, there's a conspiracy theory that is all set up by the NHL.
Sure.
You saw the guy with the mask on, the guy from some, I don't know, Pricewaterhouse.
Right.
I don't know, accounting firm or whatever. He's got the briefcase and everything else.
Right.
And the only ball that seems to slip out of his fingers into the cylinder is the one with the Rangers logo on it.
Yeah. You know what? It's going to be 1985 with that Patrick Ewing all over again.
It's like the frozen envelope. It doesn't get better than that. How great is this? I may come right in and go work with you all the way through
with
Gio tomorrow.
And I hear you give hockey its due in the morning because I get up early, and I hear maybe the last hour and a half or 2 hours of your
program. I tried so hard, Steve.
Well, you don't have to try. All you have to do is talk, and it's popular, and it works. And so yeah. we should all have the easy gift of gab that you do, talking about a million things at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know how you do that.
You know what? I may do cartwheels tomorrow morning, Steve. I'm so jacked up. I'm so happy. I actually may even buy my season tickets back again. You never know.
I think you should.
This is how great this is. As a longtime hockey fan, I love what the NHL did with the play-in, the qualifying rounds. Our team did not look good. Unfortunately, Henrik didn't look good. I wanted Shesterkin to play, and if Shesterkin couldn't play, I thought Gorgiev deserved to play, but he didn't play. They wanted to respect Henrik. I get all that stuff.
Well, here's the thing. Here was my take on that. Sorry to interrupt, Boomer, but my take on the whole thing was what was he was unfit to play? Why couldn't they say, I mean, what was there to hide? Now, I understand if you're, you know, if you test positive with the COVID-19, the team doesn't have to reveal your name unless the player wants to do that. However, he had apparently a hamstring injury, and we saw him sitting in the stands. He was unfit to play. Why can't or why wouldn't the New York Rangers, or why wouldn't hockey to begin with, announce that he's got a bad hammy and can't play, but yet there he was starting game three?
Look, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I think it was a groin for him. I think it was a hamstring for Tony D'Angelo.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I think it was. Either way, it was a pulled muscle like Giancarlo Stanton's always pulling muscles, right? So everybody's pulling muscles these days. At the end of the day, it worked out really, really good for us as Ranger fans. The fact that we got the number two overall pick last year, Jack Hughes would have been a great pick for us too, but Kaapo Kakko is going to be a really good player. He's just got to figure out the North American game. Yeah. And I thought coming back from the break, he looked really good. Filipino's got to figure it out. Howden's got to figure it out, and he will. We have a lot of good young players, and if they do draft, and I think they will, Lafreniere, it's just going to add to the stable of young players, which helps us, especially in a flat cap year over the next 3 years. So financially, this is going to be really good for the Rangers. It's great for us as fans. This kind of crap never happens for us, and it's happened 2 years in a row, and I swear to God, it's the Stephen McDonald angel. I swear to God. Jeff Gordon is sitting there with the Stephen McDonald badge next to him, and somehow, some way, the Ranger ping pong ball comes out, and I know I speak for all Ranger fans out there. We were just all like, oh, my God, that's our team. We won it. It's amazing. So I just wanted to let you know that it's very nice of you for letting me to interrupt
your course.
I know you worked very hard on it.
Of course.
Right now, a terrible performance tonight. I don't really care about that. I care about the future of good sports teams in our area. They got a good Islander team. There's going to be a good Devils team, and we're going to have a great Rangers team. And hockey around here is going to be king for the next 5 to 10 years, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And the fact that we won this tonight is just amazing for us as Ranger fans.
Oh, no, there's no question about it. And hope anew for next season and beyond. And you allude to the young team that they really are. They had, what, 7 or 8 rookies that were out there on the ice against Carolina, who looked very ready to take on, you know, the postseason and a different style of hockey, because Carolina certainly looked like a different team, Boomer, than when the Rangers beat them up on 4 straight games.
Honestly, I think, Steve, what happened was the Rangers lost their wins in their sail for a couple of reasons. One, they lost their starting goalie. Shesterkin, I think we all expected him to play, and it was unfortunate that he didn't play the first 2 games. Jesper Foss was knocked out by Brady Shea very early. You know, Lemieux didn't play the first 2 games because of a suspension. And you know what? It was just wasn't our time. And what the Carolina Hurricanes did to us this year, that's exactly what they did to the Islanders last year in a 4-game sweep.
Yeah.
So they're a good team. They have a lot of good young players as well. My buddy Justin Williams is on that team. He's a tremendous – they love him down there. We need a guy like that on the Rangers. You know, we don't really have a captain type yet. We don't have a guy that is a 200-foot player that when he walks into that room – everybody realizes he's in there. We haven't had somebody like that since number 11. Let's face it.
Yeah.
I think Ryan McDonough was a good captain, but, you know, at the end of the day, there's only one, and that captain will be Mark Messier, and everybody will be compared to him.
Oh, sure. And don't forget that 20-year-old with the hat trick in game number two for Carolina. So they have some good young players and obviously some veterans at all, and they were ready to play some serious postseason hockey. One final question. You know, I'm a little bit with the doubting Thomas, looking a little bit below the surface.
No, you're always a glass half-empty guy. I'm a glass half-full guy.
No, I'm positive. I try to be positive.
Yes.
Benenko, I'm not. I'm not.
He needs psychiatric help.
It isn't half empty with him. It's totally empty. But here's the thing. Do you really think, seriously, and I want to know if this thought ever came to your mind, do you think the Rangers might have been hiding something with Shesterkin? With the business that it was an injury, and do you think anything maybe we don't know about might have taken place with the Rangers and Shesterkin? As opposed, here he is with the hamstring or the groin, whichever it was, and he's there in game three. Now, he didn't look that sharp, okay, but that's understandable. But do you think there might have been something more to it than just the groin or the hammy?
No, I don't. I believe it was the groin. I wish they would have started Gorgiev. I really do. I hate seeing Henrik go out this way.
Yeah.
I have nothing but great respect for him like I do Eli Manning. But, you know, all of us as athletes, we usually come to the end. And when we come to the end, it's not pretty. And unfortunately for Henrik, it wasn't great. And the team around him wasn't great. So part of that is the coaching. It's the players. Jeff Gordon and John Davidson and everybody, Jim Dolan, deciding, hey, look, we're going to rip this whole thing up, blow it up, and we're going to start over. I'm telling you, the last 2 years have been amazing in terms of starting over. I am excited about what I see. Unfortunately, Henrik's going to have to move on. They'll probably buy him out. I think they showed him respect by playing him over Gorgiev, so I can appreciate that part of it from David Quinn and Jeff Gordon and John Davidson's stance. And I'm sure John Davidson carries a lot of weight. You know, as a former goalie for the New York Rangers and also an announcer for the New York Rangers, you know, a lot of people have a high regard for his point of view. And he's one of the reasons why Panarin is here. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have been surprised, you know, that maybe he had some influence that he played over Gorgiev. But I do believe that Shesterkin was hurt. And, you know, at the end of the day, who cares? We got the number one draft pick in the freaking 2020 draft.
Are you excited about it?
And it's going to say Lafreniere. And he is going to be scoring quite a few goals when he's playing with Panarin. Think about that for a second.
All right. You're the best. And I'm glad you cut me off. And I was going to talk plenty about it, of course, but I was getting such – there was such comedy with the Metropolitan game tonight. And, of course, the game was just about over. And I know Sal, who was so, so good and part of the present and future, a WFN. Here's Sal. I know Sal was talking a lot about it, too. So I wanted to update on how many runs were scoring with the Krasnals. How about real quick, and then I'll let you go. I promise I can't thank you enough for calling in. You know that.
Oh, Steve, but, I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to interrupt you. But you know what? I turned the game off after the fourth inning. Forget it. It's over with. I don't care. I'm so happy about what happened with the Rangers. Because the last 2 years, we had something happening to us that never happens to us. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the McDonald family and that McDonald badge that Jeff Gordon had on next to him while he was on that damn Zoom call. And I'm going, man, that damn freaking Ranger logo ping pong ball better show up. And it did, man. So I got a granddaughter this year, and I got a first-round draft pick for my Rangers. Does it get any better than that? I know 2020 sucks, but at the end of the day, for me personally, I got my power back tonight, so that's good. And I also got a first-round draft pick along with a granddaughter, so I'm happy.
Okay, so we'll next hear you at 6 a.m., and and with Gio, he's back, and everything is okay with his boat, and he had a nice vacation, the whole thing?
I think he's going to be okay. He'll be bitching about the Mets tomorrow. I don't really care. He can pitch all he wants. They got like, you know, 40 more games to go. I don't really care. All I care about right now is that we had something happen to us today that is a life-changing event. And I swear to God, I think my heart almost popped out of my chest when I saw that logo come up with that ping pong ball. It was like, I don't know. It was just like so like,
it was
such a good feeling. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. And here's the thing. You know that a lot of critics are going to yell, wait a minute, foul ball. What's going
Screw
on
them.
Here?
I don't care.
Yes, you know, of course.
For so long.
How about?
I have a screw the Ranger button in that freaking NHL office. I don't care. We finally got it.
That's it. And Icelander fans are going to say, who's cheating who? Who's zooming who? And the Icelanders better worry about Washington. And Boomer, do you think they have something to worry about?
No, they're going to beat Washington.
No, they're not. How could you say that?
Listen, my son-in-law is on the Islanders. You know that.
Yeah. Well, so, but, you know, yeah. But
I mean,
Washington is a better team, Boomer.
My son-in-law is a great human being. And he's a great father. He's a great husband.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I've never seen a kid work so hard, a guy work so hard this pandemic, as I saw him working to be ready for this moment.
Okay. I understand that.
If Lopinier cares half as much as Matt Martin cares,
look out.
Exactly.
All right. We'll let you go.
I hate Ovechkin.
Well, here's the thing. Washington is a better team. And I think the very last game that the Icelanders play is going to be a defeat, but they got themselves out of the running for the number one draft pick. They may regret winning against Florida the way they did because
you never regret winning, Steve. You never regret winning. And here's the thing.
No, I know.
I'm not rooting for the Islanders. I'm rooting for my son-in-law, of course, but I'm not rooting for them as a team. But here's the deal. Who do I hate more, Ovechkin or the Islanders? It's Ovechkin. Who do I hate more, Ovechkin or the Flyers? I hate the Flyers more than any team known to mankind.
The Broadway Bullies?
And what Kevin Hayes and Alain Vigneault are doing right now is making me throw up.
All right, I'm going to let you calm down and get some rest. And I know you. What time do you get up in the morning to get into?
You know what? I'm not going to bed tonight, Steve. I'm partying, man. I'm going to be running the streets of New York, man.
All right.
I'm looking for Ranger fans to get down with. Let's go.
All right. I'm glad you called in. Take care. And we'll talk soon again. And feel free any time of day or night or overnight. It's just great that you took the time to call in, and I'm glad you did.
Well, I love you, Steve, and thanks for letting me bust in with my Ranger happiness. I just needed to get it off my chest.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot,
brother. All right, brother. Good night.
Okay, all right. And he's right. I should have probably let off. I know Sal was talking about it. I know Sal was talking about the Mets and the Mets and with the hockey. And, of course, Alexis Lafreniere, 18 years old, considered by every team in the NHL to be by far and away the number one pick. And a lot of people are even going to question the system, the format, where of the 16 qualifiers, the 8 losers in the qualifying round of the 16 teams would have a chance to get the number one pick. And, of course, if you're a New York Ranger fan, it is good to be king.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.